All right, it's Marin in for Cedar. Cedar's taking a little Jubu break to do his yoga Hanukkah. Me and my my half Germanic bride on the Hanukkah holidays. Always good when I get to watch her decorate the tree. As a Jew, that's a good moment.
Do you always get a tree?
She gets a tree. I don't mind it. I like it. I'll admit it. I like it.
My fiance wants a tree just because she loves the smell of it.
Yeah, but she's a Jew, right?
She's like super Jew.
You're a super Jew too.
I said I draw the line at a nativity scene.
All you do when you get a nativity scene is put a yarmulke on the baby. But and honor what it is. You put some of that Hasidic shtetl gear on the three wise men, dress right. Them all in black. I'll tell you though, I'm down at the hotel and they got a huge Christmas tree in the lobby and giant snowflakes. And then on the concierge desk where there's nobody, they got like a little menorah.
That's downstairs here too.
Yeah, it's like we got to placate the Jews.
The guy actually puts it behind the desk most of the day.
Got to throw the Jews a bone. Throw the Jews a bone.
It's in front of the fire alarm or something.
I don't mind. Obviously some of the, a lot of this stuff, the Hanukkah ornaments they come out of the desert. They're usually rock or granite or or Chagall paintings. There's something the Jewish look. Even when they try to update a menorah, no one seems to quite be able to do it in a way that makes you go, oh, "That's nice." Yeah, it's always. But then again, maybe I'm a self-hating Jew. I'll tell you, I don't know what came over me, but within days of Apocalypto being open, I'm like, I got to see it. I don't care. I don't care what that guy said. I got to see that movie. I did see it. That's a conversation for another day. I want to take a couple calls. This guy, before I get on the phone with him, I want to say that my reaction to the blogosphere in the global community, obviously, it's important. And obviously, really, when you get right down to it, what's going on, folks, with me in relation to how the world is changing is Marky feels left out. Do you understand? I play well with some people. I'm not a team player. I find it irritating to be a team player because unless it's Team Mark, I don't know what the hell we're doing. You know what I mean? I was never good at competitive sports, and I always had bad luck with teams. Maybe it was early. I might as well have been on the Bad News Bears, but I don't like the whole idea that if we're doing this show together, I'll tell you, the best experience I ever had in my life was working with these guys to do this radio show. Because everybody was doing their thing, and we were having a great time, and it was all fun and funny. But if I'm not somewhere in the top five importance of a particular group, I find it disturbing.
But Mark, the man of the year is you. It's you. It's everybody. It's all of us.
And I couldn't be prouder that I'm able to upload videos of me onto YouTube now and on my internet. You go to it's already narcissistic. Just the website. My website has every one of my Conan appearances. Did you go check it out?
Yeah.
It's pretty good,
it's
right?
Beautiful.
The guy did a great job. Let's talk to Seth about the idea of information. What do you got, Seth, in Astoria?
Placate the Jews. Since when have we ever been dangerous? We don't attack people. What the hell? No, anyway.
Really? You don't attack people? Hold on. Let me get the paper. But the Jews don't attack people.
Okay, so it's that one group.
Yeah. No. I mean, I'm just saying that I don't know where I stand on the whole Hanukkah Christmas decorations. I don't mind either of them.
With your fiance about the tree because you smell it and it takes you right back to being seven. I think it's really cool.
Right. So. That was Dan Pashman's fiance is into that. My wife, who I should tell about my fiance. My wife. Is not Jewish, so we always get a tree, but she goes out of her way to use blue and white decorations because of the Israel thing. I don't mind the tree.
It just brings back the whole childhood thing. I love it. I mean, you lived in Astoria. You know what 30th Avenue looks like. It's pretty, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. The Greeks know how to do up the Christmas, and they cook it, and there's all... Are they hanging the huge slabs of dead lambs in the window, or is that only on Easter?
Yeah.
All right, so what do you got to say? We got about a minute.
You feel left out because you were left out. I mean, you know exactly what's going on. We're talking about turning information and turning all of you and your expression into a commodity.
Is there some guy I can hire to help me with that?
Well, I mean, I kind of work with some people on that in different areas, but that's not the conversation.
Okay.
I understand
what you're saying.
I mean, I was a high school teacher for 3 years, okay? And I got fired for essentially being myself, all right? I made them very uncomfortable because I was very personal.
That's an interesting point. And we got to run here, Seth. But I think what you're saying is that when you truly are original and with your own voice, it can be a negative. Well, let me talk about it over the top of the hour. Thanks for the topic. Nice talking to you. We'll be back in a second, folks. It's Marin for Cedar at 57 past. Looking forward to seeing you on the other side of this break, my friends.
Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in The Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read The Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads The Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A 4-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a 4-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they'd fire you for reading The Nation?
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.